night before I go to sleep, I read my favorite book.
Eighth graders creatively rewrote the lyrics to the Michael Jackson song, The Girl Is Mine, replacing the word girl with book. It's designed to promote reading in the 14215 zip code where Westminster School is located in the Kensington Bailey neighborhood of the city's east side. Read to Succeed has already designated that area a literacy zone in an effort to address a high need for improving the literacy rates. 55 Westminster eighth graders decided to be part of that challenge. As a way of saying goodbye to their grade school as they graduate, they built a small book stand that will supply books to the public to encourage reading.
For years to go on, we can come back and see, you know, something that we put on the ground and is still here and improving.
It also brought all the eighth graders together because you know how we're all different and sometimes our personalities could fight back at each other, but the project helped us get...
It helped us come together. Like, we all are creative in our own ways. Within the groups, we all decided, like, all our creativities and work together as a group, and not only as a group, as a team.
School principal Dr. Anaide Rudolph is proud of his students who wanted to help tackle the high illiteracy rates.
And so they wanted to do something about it. They wanted to make sure that they encourage kids to read. And so when they said they wanted to create a small library, I was all for it. I was real excited, and the point was, let's figure out how we can do it.
Westminster is part of the Buffalo Promise neighborhood, which is seeking to help improve school performance. Yvonne Minor Reagan is president of the organization.
Our goal is to just approach literacy any way we can and any interesting way we can, so that our children will just jump in and take advantage of it.
I will not have that.
The event wrapped up with a reading invasion by the entire school. Each student quietly read a book on the school playground for about 30 minutes to encourage reading. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Write just this one.